yeah, like how they have churros. They yeah. also do stuffed pretzels, but nobody brags about it like they do the churros.
Why is no one talking about the stuffed pretzels?
It is an injustice that needs to be corrected.
Wow.
Because I'm Molly.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm out of here. No, I'm Ashby.
I really am going to use that clip to start this off.
Welcome aboard. Please keep all hands, arms, legs, and feet inside at all times. Podcast, you are all clear.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's been so long.
I know. Like, honestly, too long. It's inappropriate. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
It's like we never left.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
I'm so hi. I feel like we need to do reintroductions.
I love like, I'm like, oh, we're timeless. And Cheryl's like, I'm sorry. Am I in the right podcast? Who's this?
Arshby? Who?
Arshby.
Arshby?
Yeah, that's like Goofy saying Ashby.
Oh.
Just feel like so much has changed at Disney World since we last recorded.
Well, and also with our lives. Like, I feel like, you know, we have our
not
our,
much.
The listeners who probably would love to hear an update on, like, the fact that, Molly, you have a baby. Like, that's a big...
I had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A year off of podcasting to do that. But I kind of did, because I fell asleep every night at 7:30. So there was, like, no way this recording would have happened.
Right. Well, I mean, and the sleep schedule with a baby is just not even... you can't even call it that. It's just a mess.
No one else wanted to record at 4:30 in the morning, so...
Nope, I'm good.
I've talked about this before. I watch a lot of, like, Disney vloggers and, like, Disney vacation vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I hard switched from, like, single Disney adult, like, UK vloggers to, like, how to travel with a baby to Disney. Like, hard switch over. So I have a whole other cast of characters that I follow now, so...
That's so interesting. I didn't realize, because I don't watch any of them, but I didn't realize that there was, like, now that you're saying that, I'm like, right, there would be, like, ones that, like, focus on family visits versus single visits or things like that.
Absolutely. Like, I went from vloggers who focused on, like, the new drink at, you know, Hollywood Studios to, like, let's do a detailed tour of the baby care center. And honestly, both are super interesting to me, but... Yeah. Wait,
do you think there's a market out there for, like, senior citizens? Like, because that's what I want to watch. Ooh. I want to watch what they would be watching. That's my
I thought you were going to say, is there a market for putting a bar in the baby care center? And my answer is yes.
That's amazing.
I support it. But yeah, like, how to do Disney in your golden years or something.
And now we've suddenly switched our podcast to our senior audience.
Cheryl, what's going on in your life since we last recorded?
Not too much. Although I was trying to make the comment of I don't watch family vloggers unless it's what not to do as a family vlogger. Like the guy who added lifts to his children's shoes.
Oh, I'm very against
right.
that. Yeah.
Like how to like endanger your children for your own fun kind of a
right.
vlog.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try to cheat the system. It's there for a reason.
It's not there to like disappoint your toddler.
Right,
so.
and it puts the cast member in such an awkward position. I just literally saw you around the corner stuffing your child's shoes. Like, please don't do that.
I don't even know who I am anymore. Like, yeah, taking some time off the pod, it was just, you know, I'd like to say it was a little bit of trying to find myself, but no, I realized in COVID, I just don't want to do anything. I became a hermit crab, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned how not to be a hoarder, or I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of really positive things. But on the...
Ashby, what have you been up to since we last recorded?
Well, I don't even know because I don't think people have heard what you and I recorded. So.
No, that's true. There are two unreleased episodes, which I actually am going to release probably after this one.
Okay, so basically the last, like, what, 2.5 years, I went back to Disney. I think people know that, but maybe not. I don't know. I think that was probably
one of the last things we talked about.
Yeah. And went back into training, so a training manager, and I was supporting entertainment, which was very different from my years past. So I went to entertainment and supported costuming, cosmetology, and PhotoPass. Like, it's so cool to see the behind the scenes of some of that stuff. I just didn't realize how big some of those worlds were, specifically costuming and PhotoPass too. Within the last, you know, couple of months, I've been making a very, very slow transition over to the parks again. So I'm going to be taking over as the Epcot training manager. Nice. Very, very, very soon. So looking forward to that. And then, I guess personally, we bought a farm.
Yes, Ashby lives on a farm.
That's right. Yeah, my wife and I, we bought a farm out in it's a place called Claremont, Florida. Beautiful out here. And 5 acres. And in the last, year? We've been here for just over a year now. We now have 2 donkeys and 2 horses. And we love it. It's absolutely wonderful. So
now, do either of you watch The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom on Disney Plus?
Absolutely not.
Well, fair. Now, first of all, it's one of the best pieces of content on Disney Plus, and I get it, Cheryl. You hate Animal Kingdom.
It's not but a preference, yeah.
This might make you love it. Just saying.
Just don't think that's true.
But I ask because Ashby, I feel like you're kind of living that life now. Like
it's a little bit. Yeah. I will say we are definitely not at the same level as, you know, the animal keepers at Animal Kingdom. You know,
oh, really? Oh, okay.
No, I haven't seen the show, but working at Animal Kingdom, I have learned and seen what they do in the background. And it's just phenomenal what we do to take care of animals at Disney. It's just crazy.
Well, I can't recommend this show enough. I mean, yeah, honestly, the podcast is all about this show now for me. I'm going to bring it up as often as possible.
Just, this is we've my just switched.
Farewell
okay.
episode. It's and been so wonderful.
Speaking of Disney Plus, though, another one of my favorite pieces of content on there is the Sunrise series.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Ooh,
that's good stuff. I really enjoy that. And so does my baby, in fact.
Oh, yeah. I came across that when we were looking for, because there was an announcement about there was new Star Wars backgrounds. Like, you know, like you're sitting in the Millennium Falcon and it's like ambiance and whatever.
Cool.
And I was like, trying to find that. And then I found the parks thing. And I was like, oh, this is cool. But I was on the hunt for the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
I did find it. It was cool, but the parks thing was pretty cool too.
So that's what's been going on with us. What's been going on in the Disney parks since last year?
I thought you were
going
to be like, what's going on with you? Caller, you're on the air.
We'll just stay quiet for a couple minutes while you let us know.
We'll just interchange voice memos from our two friends.
I wish.
Hey, can you guys call me back and leave a voicemail?
No, I mean, according to my record, off the top of my head, we've had 2 new roller coasters open.
Oh, right.
Tron and Guardians of the Galaxy. What else? Oh, we completely missed the 50th anniversary.
Welcome to the 100th anniversary.
Didn't talk about it.
Disney itself.
But honestly, not to be totally rude about it, I feel like is also a thing.
Oh, COVID totally killed the 50th. Yeah. There was a recap list of all the things that happened, and Remy's Ratatouille Adventure seemed to be the only thing. That and the Beacons, which the Spaceship Earth one is really cool. Everything else was not.
Oh, yeah.
But then all of the other things they had listed on it were just and then this came back, and then these mm-hmm. shows came back, and you're like, well, let's just bring it back.
Well, that wasn't right. So to give credit, so Remy's open, yeah. That was part of the deal. Yeah, the Beacon, the Epcot one is incredible. I'm hoping that sticks around for a while.
I mean, it has to. It has to. I actually made the comment the other day when I was at Epcot. I said, why didn't they do this sooner? It's insane and it's beautiful.
I'll say also for the 50th, all the little statues and stuff. That's cute. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, it feels like it was just a lot of merchandise. I mean, was there a Magic Kingdom parade?
Yeah, they had the 50th. Well, they had a couple things. They had the Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair, which was the updated stage show in front of the castle. Cavalcades, which are the small little parades that go through. They had a 50th one for that.
Okay.
So it's like already like entertainment was like, all right, cool. Let's just wipe those out. They're moving on to the next thing.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, Disney 100. But I also feel like a lot of that is just centered around Disneyland. Like, other than merchandise, what Disney 100 representation celebration is in Disney World?
I don't know of anything that's the 100.
I just know of, like, the statues that they've started putting up.
What statues?
Oh, I haven't seen those.
There's a 100... There's a small, there's, I think, two at Epcot and one at Animal Kingdom. I'm not sure where else they're going to be, but it just is a big statue that says 100.
Oh.
Fast. Got it. Like, not that cool.
So interesting.
Well, and then, I mean, I don't know, but I know that they just announced, and I saw the blog video, that cast members are all getting a new name tag mailed to their house next month.
What was the West Coast thing? Isn't there something cutesy about it?
All I know is I think it says Disney 100 on it or something like that.
And it has their favorite character instead of their hometown.
Oh, right, that's their cute. Favorite character. Yeah, that's I like cute. That. All right, you are a cast member, Ashby. But for Cheryl and I, what favorite character would you put on your name tag, your Disney 100 name tag?
Oh, mine would be Goofy, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you two? I mean, you can pretend you're cast members.
The Beast. Probably for me.
Wait, so your name tag would say Molly the Beast? I love it. Okay, now I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, okay, what other names are out there that would be totally inappropriate?
Well, Cheryl, what would you pick?
That stuff like that gives me such anxiety where it would be like, not even worth it. I'm sure I would just do a default Mickey Mouse. If I had to. But I mean, truly my favorite characters are like, I don't know, Oliver or Duke Kaboom or something.
Oh my God, Duke yes! Kaboom. Duke Kaboom.
Cheryl Duke Kaboom. I was thinking, I have this feeling you could do like Cheryl the Tramp.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Right, I was just saying Cheryl Lady.
Lady, Cheryl Lady.
I just pulled up a random list of Disney characters, and so far what I've seen that would not be probably great on a name tag, Woody, of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
Evil Queen, that would be a good one.
Cheryl, Evil Queen. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing Cheryl for all of them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any of the Seven Dwarfs would be kind of fun, because it's more of like an emotion. Like.
Oh my God, that's it. Cheryl Sleepy.
Cheryl Dopey.
I love it. I love it.
Cheryl Hook.
Oh, Cheryl
Hook. Cheryl Hook. Anaheim's a lot different, I think, than Walt Disney World, where Walt Disney World has so many international cast members and college program cast members that not having a hometown makes a huge difference.
Yeah, like the hometown is really cool. Is that what you're saying? Like, it's actually really neat to see that there's so many people from all over the world, even just the United States, like where they're from. Yeah, I always thought that was really cool, too. All right, what else? What else has changed?
Well, one thing that like I think was also kind of a big deal that happened during the 50th celebration, but again, wasn't a 50th thing, though, was characters coming back for full meet and greets, you know?
Oh, because
for the longest time they were there, you had to stand way in front of them with your mask on. And like, and then I remember like seeing like the video of the guest hugging the character for the first time. It was like the coolest, very emotional thing. I mean, today, you know, 2023, it feels normal again. But there was the time where it just was like, I don't know, things were just so weird. And
even last time I was there, which was a long time now, again, I literally only podcast when I haven't been for a long time. What's that about? But we weren't hugging then. I think we were still just like walking in front of people. It's weird.
I've been on two Disney cruises since we've last talked.
Ooh.
The reason I thought of it was because one was still in the world of no hugs. And then the last one I went on, which was just a couple months ago, was back to normal, you know, fully.
Well, and a new ship debuted, right?
Yeah, oh, right.
New ship.
The new ship.
That's a big one. Yeah, what were your itineraries? What did you do?
We did, the first one we did We did a four night. Yeah, we did a four. What did we do on that one? I think it was like Cozumel and Grand Cayman, I think.
Okay.
And then the second one, the one we just went on, that one was Eastern Caribbean.
And what ships were did you go on the brand new ship?
We did the Dream for the first one, and then we did the Fantasy for the second one. So I have not been on the new ship yet, the Wish.
Okay. Cheryl, have you been on the Wish?
I have.
Nice.
So close to that port, it was something fun to do.
That's
true. How I want to know how it was, because I hear mixed reviews. So what's your, like, what was your final review of the new ship?
It was not my favorite, but really it was great. I mean, it was a Disney cruise. Like, mm-hmm. it sounds so spoiled to say that. And we had booked it as Vacation Club members to try to get on the, they have DVC cruises, but then, like, because it was delayed, that pushed back, so we didn't wind up going on that one specifically, but it was within, like, the first month. And it's really cool. The things that are really great about it are really good. Like, the restaurants, I think, were really good. I loved the Marvel restaurant. Yeah. Mm. The bars are really cool because they have, like, they just do drinks, like, so much fancier. Like, there's kind of a gimmick at all of them, even if there's not really something cool about the bar. But the layout was what I didn't like about it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard the layout is weird.
Like, there's just things that you'd think that they had learned for sure that they didn't. And it mostly had to do with, like, the top decks. Like, you couldn't go from one side of the boat to the other on a lot of the outer decks. And then the, like, quick service-y area that they have by the pool has delicious food, but, ugh, it's like sitting in a traffic jam. It's just not fun.
Oh, uh-huh.
That is shocking. You know, everyone always talks about giving Disney so much credit for, like, things being so thought out, like, over-engineered even. It's shocking that sort of... And I've heard stuff about, like, the elevators being kind of bizarre, too. Like, it's just weird that sort of stuff on a brand new ship designed top to bottom by Disney, that it wasn't more seamless than that.
I don't know. I never, especially with the Dream and Fantasy, I never was like, oh man, this layout could really use some work. So it's interesting to me that they changed the way it's laid out, and it doesn't sound like a lot of people are a fan of it.
How it truly feels is they, you know, having had four boats and them, they, I think at some point somebody was like, oh, wouldn't this be great? And they were like, yeah, that would be great. But while they were so excited about whatever new thing they were doing, because, like, truly, before, the quick service-y walk-up places were just, like, they were nice but smaller. And mm-hmm. you can tell that they were like, oh, we're going to make it really awesome. But then in being so excited about that, they forgot about some key principles that made the other one successful. Where mm-hmm. they're like, oh, well, if we put it right in the walkway, it doesn't work. And if we put the walk-up window right next to all of our seating, like, then where are the people going to stand?
Yeah.
Because it's such good food and it's so much more popular.
It's so interesting. I wonder if I assume the next ship's also going to be the same, right? Because that's already been started.
They also acquired another ship from another company that was already being built.
Yeah. And that ship is thick. Have you seen that thing?
I don't know what you mean by thick.
It's got a big booty.
It's okay. It's gigantic looking.
Okay. And so
I'm sorry.
No, either. I was like,
I'm sorry.
The windows wider, like.
I was trying to be hip. I was trying to be cool for our younger audience, and they're all probably turned us off at this point. They're like,
yeah.
What is he saying?
No, like,
we're talking about geriatric vlogs.
I mean, I guess I do know what you mean by, like, a thick ship, but
no, don't try to justify it. It's terrible. It's terrible.
But I guess I'm hopeful for that ship of, like, some cruise professional, you know, like, seasoned engineer was like, the layout makes more sense in that. And then they can just, like, Disney-fy it to death. And it might just be, like, the best of both worlds there, right? I mean, I guess that's what I'm hoping for. But is that the next ship, or is there another one, like the sister ship to the Wish, that's already being built?
Yeah, the Disney Treasure is the next one coming, yeah.
So the Treasure, what's cool about the Treasure, though, from what all I know from, like, you know, marketing, whatever, is that like the theme is adventure, whereas the Wish is, it was kind of like whimsy and almost almost kind of princessy. I mean that lovingly. The Treasure is supposed to be like kind of action oriented. So I'm curious about, from a theming perspective, like what's that going to mean? Like what sort of, what's, what are the spaces going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
Like if there's a Tiana bar on the Wish, what's like the adventure version of that? I don't know. Peter Pan? I don't know.
I did find that the ship that was acquired, I guess is the best way to put this, does not have a name yet. And it's interesting because it was the, it was incomplete. So they bought the incomplete hull of what was called the Global Dream Vessel. But it does say here that it should be done in 2025. And it's actually going to be one of the top 10 largest cruise ships in the world. So that's going to be crazy for us because, you know, ours aren't thought of in that regard normally.
Ugh, you guys. I just really want to go on a Disney cruise.
All right, I'm going to throw something out here, Molly, just because we've now done two cruises with a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And we have enjoyed them both.
Yeah.
But there is a, and there's probably people that talk about this on YouTube or something, but like, because she's not potty trained yet.
Right.
I feel like that's like the make or break. Like if you have a kid that isn't potty trained, your cruise is basically going to be, you're with your child 100% of the time, which is fine. It's not a bad thing,
right.
But it does take the element of like, well, we're not going to get to relax because she wants to go and do things, or she wants to walk the ship, or she wants to go to, like, it.
So would you, as a, okay, so a parent to a toddler, would you say that going to Disney World is still the better option if you're talking about like vacation? Because then it's implied that you're go at a Disney park anyway. And
I would say, in my opinion, the parks are better because at least you can experience some rides together. There's things that the child can enjoy, even if they're not.
Togetherness.
You know, I think what most people enjoy about the cruise is that once they're potty trained, it's like, cool, I'm going to drop my kid off.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a great time here at the, you know, which these places are amazing. If I was a kid, I would want to play in them too. But you just lose a little bit of that. Like we were able to go during the open house sessions.
Yeah.
But it's us taking Charlie and going and enjoying it. And again, really fun. But by the end of the cruise, my wife and I are both like, well, we're exhausted, you know?
Yeah. And it's, a cruise is so, Disney's so expensive, but a cruise is also very expensive. I get what you're saying, and I appreciate that the advice. So what you're saying is, this is, Cheryl and I need to go on a cruise.
Just 100%. Yeah.
Wait, though, but like, don't Disney cruises have like nursery
daycare? Yeah, there is a nursery daycare. You can reserve times.
I think you have to pay for the nursery too.
And it is paid. Yeah, you have to pay for those versus free for the other areas.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. So
wait, do they just not change your children in those areas? So confused.
No, and I think the other tough thing for us personally was because we don't have her in daycare at this moment, so it would have been like a whole different experience for Charlie to go do something like that for the first time on a ship. That, you know what I mean? Like a whole, it just felt like there was too many things that could have gone wrong or felt weird for all of us involved. So we just decided not to do it.
Less relaxing for you.
Yeah.
All right, Disney Wish. Can we talk about the coasters? We got Guardians and Tron. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Have either of you been on either of those rides?
Yeah, I've been on both of them.
Okay, and?
I really liked Guardians a lot, but instantly felt so sick.
Oh, shoot. Okay, because of the spinning?
Well, yeah, because it, like, moves around. But so then I only exclusively watched point of view videos of it, and that is thoroughly enjoyable.
Fun.
But then from watching so many of those, I kind of got an idea of what the ride was doing. So now I go, and I ask for row 8.
Oh,
okay.
Because it's not, like, the last car, because the last car can become the first car.
Right.
because it moves around so much. And, like, the headrest is higher. But what I've learned is, you know, usually you sit, like, in the first row to kind of, like, watch the track so that you kind of don't get as sick. But on this ride, it's so dark and it spins you, you can't. But if you sit far enough back, you could watch the first car.
Oh, and that can be your, like, focal point thing.
And you cannot watch anything in the ride. Do not watch anything in the ride. Basically, pretend like you're not on a ride at all.
If you're prone to motion sickness. Just not not general advice. Okay. Just
watch the point of view video so that you know what's happening, but then get on the vehicle. And then you can have the same fun of, like, which song am I going to get? Yeah. And then, like, just black out and then arrive and not want to puke.
Sorry, do you black out on this? Like Rip Red Rocket, you black out on?
I don't believe so, but it's so dark.
It's
I don't
hard
know.
To tell. There's no, like, yeah, you're not sure if you missed part of the song. Okay.
I believe I'm seeing the entire train car the whole time, but I'm not sure.
Speaking of song, which is your favorite song to get, or what's the song you, like, wish you would get?
I have gotten Disco Inferno the most because I've been on it a few times now that I've learned this lesson.
Yeah.
And that one's thoroughly enjoyable. Okay. September is also thoroughly enjoyable. And then I've been on Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and that one's fun.
Fun. Okay.
Actually, I haven't gotten the songs that I think I wouldn't enjoy.
Which is what? I guess I don't even really know what they all are.
One Way or Another is the one that I don't think I would enjoy, and I've never been on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like that one. The song list is September, which I've also done that one, and that one's my favorite. September's my favorite. Disco Inferno, that's a great one. Conga, that one's interesting to me because I feel like the rhythm of that one, I don't know. That one,
great
I don't know.
Great song, but.
Great, yeah, great song. I just don't know about for the ride. Everybody wants to rule the world.
That sounds
then, so peaceful. Very peaceful.
I bet. And then Iran, by Flock of Seagulls, and then One Way or Another.
Okay.
And then I think did they have some Christmas ones for the holiday
they
season?
Did.
Yeah.
But it was only the one song, which is not fun. Like a few different ones.
Way less fun.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
Ashby,
boring.
what's your take?
Guardians is really great. I have to say though, my mind blown moment was the pre-show.
Oh yeah.
If you have not seen that pre-show, good Lord, like no spoilers. It is just the coolest effect that I still am like, how did they do that? It's like really, really cool. I personally, it didn't make me get sick or feel any, I didn't have any effects from like a roller coaster type thing. I found it almost like a little entrancing because there's moments where the car rotates either to the right or the left, but it's with the music and it's like with the way that the track leans. And it's almost like this, like, to me, it's like this like dance that's happening. It's like really, I don't know. I feel so connected to the ride.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's such a weird, it's not something I felt on any other ride before, which was really, that was a cool thing for me.
Can I tell you, you've unlocked something in me. I have felt connected to Tower of Terror before on the ride level. I know what you're talking about. Like when you're moving out of the first elevator shaft into the second elevator shaft, there's something like super, even though it's a creepy part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's some, you're just vibing with it. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I definitely
great.
Felt that.
Okay. Well, I need to get on that.
Yes. Yes. I definitely recommend it. Anybody that can get on, go for it. It's really cool.
Okay. And Tron now, Cheryl, you've also been on Tron. What are your thoughts?
I love it. It's like half a second long. So by the time you even are like, okay, I'm on, you're off.
Okay, yeah. And are you in great. A similar position as like Hagrid's? Is that the setup?
No, it's actually a lot more like Flight of Passage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're like almost, you're like leaned forward. Farward, wow. Hello.
You're leaned forward.
Okay, St. Louis coming
like
out.
Like it truly is scary in the sense of like you're latched in by your calf muscles.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah, there's like knee pins that are behind your leg, and then there's the back, whatever you call that, that comes down on your back.
Like, there's not normal harnesses, like, to where, like, it feels scary because you're like, wait, am I in this? Am I in it?
But are you in it? Like, that is so scary.
No, it's nice because your legs kind of go in. Like, isn't it like, I'm probably not picturing this right, but I feel like your legs kind of go inside of, like, you don't feel completely like you're going to fly out of this thing.
You don't feel like you're going to fly out of it, but it is it's just not like a normal ride.
Yeah.
There's nothing to compare it. I mean, Flight of Passage really is the best comparison, but it's totally different because you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to, like, lay on your bed. Lay on your bed.
Follow her now.
Yeah. Okay.
Your legs are on the bed.
Everyone try this.
You're hanging off of it.
Okay.
Like it's, you know, you're bent over. And then, like, your cat. I know this is going to sound bad. Or, like, you stick your legs in between the mattress and the bed frame.
Okay.
And then you sit up.
I do not have the core strength for this. Do I have the core strength to ride Tron, do you think?
Well, you do because, like, it does that for you.
Okay, cool.
But that's how you're locked in. Basically, just slide your legs in between your mattress and your box spring, and that's the same as being locked into the Tron cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that, and
it's weird too because, like, you pull it down, so, like, you basically, like, lay into the panini press and then you pull the handles towards you and it drops down the lid of the George Foreman grill and it locks you into place.
It made more sense to me before.
That's amazing.
Explanation.
I'm sure they get through maybe 20 people an hour because it is truly the most complicated thing that I've ever gone through.
Okay.
And I theme park.
Yeah. So, but you love it. You love it.
It was greatly enjoyable because you're in a straight line the whole time. Like, there's the thrill because you go high and whatever, but it's like, it's not like Slinky where you're just on stilts the whole time and you're just like, get me out of here. It's like, woo! Okay, you're off. For anyone who's ever felt like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is a little too long, that's the ride for you. Sorry, Ashby, what are your thoughts?
So mine are a little dated because I haven't been on Tron here.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Been to Shanghai.
Yeah, I only have been on the one at Shanghai when we were doing previews out there. But obviously the same ride system. But what I remember of it, I loved it. I will say it was definitely an issue there, and I'm sure here, like you're mentioning, Cheryl, with guest behavior. Because there's even the element of if you think about when you're lined up in the queue and you're lined up at the gate there, one person has to go around to the other side to get on their bike. Mm-hmm. And there's like a crossing section at each vehicle. But that's not a thing in other rides, right? So guests get real confused and there's like arrows and stuff that point people in the right direction. But that part is, I feel, and I have no idea how it's going now, but it's been the one thing that I've thought about here in the States is like, I wonder how that's gone over for them over there.
Yeah. I mean, even just hearing you say that, that seems tricky.
Yeah. And like, it's not like Hagrid's where you're in a row still. You just have to get into a different type of vehicle.
Yeah.
Like one person goes left and the other person goes right. So instead of being like it front and back as you get into the vehicle, you're side by side because one person goes through and the other person literally has to cut through. And like, it's so strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. I see that being tricky for like families with kids. Who like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, here, you go in here. And then dad walks around and it's like, dad, where are you going? Or worse, like, hey, kid, walk over here. Like, that seems tricky. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, so Godspeed to Tron cast members, I guess.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But the ride itself, great, wonderful. I remember having a blast. You know, it's got the launch takeoff, all the different projections and graphics and stuff inside the building are really cool. I personally am not like a big Tron fan. I've seen the movie
so good
once, and I enjoyed it. It's just not, I'm not a, repeat Tron watcher. Head. Yeah, mm-hmm. not a, whatever they call them. And also, interesting fact, if you are going, it is one of, or is it our only attraction that you do have to leave your stuff in a locker?
I think it's the only one.
Yeah, Walt Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
But it utilizes similar locker tech to like Velocicoaster, where it's like you put it in one side in one room and then get it on your way out. Is that correct?
I did not know they did that at Velocicoaster.
Oh, it's yeah, so
I haven't seen those yet.
Wait, have either of you been on Velocicoaster?
Absolutely not.
I have not, unfortunately.
Oh, holy smokes. Am I elite right now? Probably. You know what? I have been on Velocicoaster since we recorded last. That's insane.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. It's a fantastic ride. I don't need to do it again ever, honestly, but it was a fantastic ride. It was so thrilling. You're in the air the whole time. Like, you do not, your butt does not touch the seat once you leave. It is wild.
It's terrible.
It is wild, wild, wild. So fun. Again, I do not need to do it anytime soon, but, or honest to God, ever, but I'm so happy I did it once. But let me talk about locker tech, which is honestly more exciting to me. So you go, when you have to put your locker, like stuff into like a little locker, I think you scan, you know, universal lockers, you like scan your ticket, I think. And then a locker pops open, you put your stuff in it, you go on the ride. And as you're leaving, you don't, it's not like you, like you take all your stuff in line with you. It's not like Harry Potter, you know, when you like leave it out and it's a total shit show and it's dark and weird. You put your stuff in a locker and then as you're leaving, you essentially are walking down a hallway that's parallel to the hallway you came in on. And so you just open the same number locker and your stuff is in there. It's so cool.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's so smart. And I think, unless I dream this, I think Tron is doing the same thing. Do. Yeah.
That's really
which
good.
It's a little trippy, though, because Tron's not like a, it's not a straight, it's like on a curve, like it's an L or a U shape kind of a thing.
Okay.
So if you like, you have to invert it to then remember where you are. So you have to pay attention to the numbers. It can't just be like, oh, mine was the first, second one on the left.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like running through parks in my head, like what's changed? So, like Happily Ever After went away and came back, I think.
Oh, God. I can't even keep up with the fireworks right now. I don't know what's
what
anymore.
Was the last one? Disney Enchanted?
Enchantment. Enchantment. Ugh. And it was like fine. Like it was fine. I think it just didn't like capture the hearts the way Happily Ever After did. Which is just so interesting. And honestly shocking that they brought it back. Is there precedent there at Disney for like bringing something back due to, I don't know why they brought it back, but it feels like they brought it back based on some like pressure from fans and maybe feedback that Enchantment wasn't as enchanting as the previous show was.
Yeah,
that's so interesting to me.
I don't know. I was thinking about it when we were at Epcot. I was like, I wonder what took place that they said, because, you know, all the barges that were out there on the water, gone. Yeah,
same thing. Like,
lots and lots of money invested, and something big had to come to fruition that, like, they're like, well, now we're going to spend all this money to go back to, you know,
our previous show. I'll say it, though. Harmonious, the music, might be some of my favorite. Oh, Cheryl hates it. I love it. I just think it's, like, I don't know. I just think it's beautiful music, and I'm kind of hoping some version of that comes back. The barges were like take it or leave it a little for me. I was not super upset with them. I love that lagoon though. I guess I didn't like that it was harder to see across it, but whatever.
They were definitely
like
an eyesore for sure.
Yeah, but changes change. You know, I could have gotten used to them, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
I think it's two things. I think it's different. Magic Kingdom, I don't think it was so much about enchantment. I think it was, we had wishes for 15, 20 years? Like, how long was Wishes around?
I mean, basically my entire time with the company, we've had Wishes.
Right. And then Happily Ever After, we had, maybe 5 good years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it wasn't so much that people didn't want enchantment. They were just, Happily Ever After was pretty great. And people were like, wait, we only got it for that long? Like,
yeah.
we needed more time with this spectacular thing. And truly, yeah. like, we've done that before with the Main Street Electrical Parade, right? Spectra Magic came.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah.
And then they went Absolutely. Back to the old one just because they weren't done with it.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that at Epcot with Harmonious, and truly, I don't remember the music whatsoever, so you could be 100% right. I think that they were just expecting so much more out of the fountains that they never got with the barges.
Right.
And then they relied too much on those visuals when it was like, no, that was not worth it. Like, all I can think is the Merida scene where it's just like a banjo and hair in front of it yeah, with like hair. Coins falling down it. Like, that lost me. I was like, are you kidding?
It's
this
stupid.
Is what I am waiting to watch.
And honestly, like, Epcot fireworks are one of those fireworks that most people stand around the lagoon and watch it. But some of the best enjoyment of it is just walking around World Showcase. Now, if you have to look at screens to enjoy it, that's not enjoyable. Like, that's, again, yeah, correct. It's not a well-designed or well-thought-out show. But may I recommend revisiting the music? It flows beautifully, wonderfully, like, sewn together Disney songs. It's lovely. The messaging is really good. I really liked Harmonious's music, so I'll miss that. Now, wait, this reminds me, Ashby. Last time we recorded, you still hadn't been to Toy Story Land. Please tell me you've been.
We have walked through Toy Story Land, yes.
Okay.
But I have not done either of the ride. I haven't done Slinky Dog or the Alien Saucers.
Were you walking through Toy Story to go to Galaxy's Edge, I hope?
Oh, of course.
Okay, cool.
I've definitely been to Galaxy's Edge few times. I've been on, I had been on Rise of the Resistance previously in California, but I did get to do it here in Florida a couple times, and still my number one.
Holds up. It holds up.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Such a good ride.
What else? So Epcot has had some stuff. Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom? Nope.
Well, they just celebrated their 25th.
They did. Happy birthday, yeah. Animal
25th
Kingdom.
25th birthday, yeah.
And they opened that cute time capsule.
I saw that. It's adorable.
With the floppy disks and VHS cameras.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then they had Kite Tales, but it went away.
Yeah, I liked Kite. I mean, Cat Tales was so dumb, and I loved it.
Well, and it got some great viral videos because
of
the ridiculousness of it. I actually did see it in person. One day when I was there with some friends, and I will say it was actually really cool to watch the kites flying around.
Agreed. And yeah. I think I watched it. So honestly, here's the best thing. I watched it with an alcoholic drink in hand, just like walking through Asia. And I was delighted mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. Kite Tales. And that was one of those things where it was like, it was silly and yeah, crash landing like Simba, hilarious.
Mm hmm.
And I guess it was probably pretty labor intensive to run, but kind of wish it was still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And now they have this giant theater that they don't do anything with. It's just a little rest area.
Right. Yeah, Animal Kingdom's just going strong, I guess.
Animal Kingdom, yeah. They don't have anything going on new. Nothing that's been announced, and I haven't... they got to do something because Primeval World did close.
That's true.
And they completely tore it down. If you haven't been there recently, it's gone. Nothing there anymore.
Super weird. And then that whole area, like Primeval World was the kind of the biggest attraction in that area, kind of the anchor. So it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Kind of probably looks more like just a lot of...
Now it looks like a parking lot with carnival games in it.
Yeah. Which, again, I still think that area had like the opportunity to be... I mean, the story is cute and stuff, but yeah, it mm-hmm. just ends up being hot and weird. But
yeah. That sounds like Animal Kingdom in general.
Hot and weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hot and weird. Welcome to Animal Kingdom.
Cheryl, hot and weird.
Excuse me, that's not a character.
What about Hollywood Studios? Anything, any big changes over there? I mean, other than, I guess, the Voyage of the Little Mermaid, not... being reopened.
Still not there. Yeah.
It's a huge bummer.
Has there been anything new?
They got the barbecue restaurant, I guess, but we don't really talk about, like, we don't really talk about food.
Oh, that's true. So. Yeah. Well, I will say I've heard some people that have gone and they've said it's really good food.
Nice.
it's, what is it called? The Roundup Rodeo.
Yeah.
And well, here, when I first heard about it, I was like, wait, why do you not call this, you know, Woody's Roundup? Because that's his show, but they have the whole Woody's Roundup quick service thing or whatever it is.
That's the lunchbox.
The lunchbox. That's right. This, the theme of this restaurant, the Roundup Rodeo, is like Andy built this like restaurant out of his toys.
He is entrepreneurial. I love
yeah.
him.
He's an architect.
And if you haven't seen the videos, I know they've gone a little viral as well, but there is the cool moment where it's like, there's a trigger point where they say Andy's coming and everybody in the restaurant, servers, guests, no matter who you are, freezes. And it's the coolest thing to watch on video as long as everybody's playing along. It's one of those family style where they bring the food to the table yeah. and then you just, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So I want to go at some point, but reservations are just completely booked at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one for June.
Cool.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, we'll put it on the content calendar and do a review.
Also, yeah, Studios Fantasmic returned and has been reimagined.
Do they still bag the fish or?
The what?
Isn't that what it's called?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, the bag. Yes. Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yes, they do still put the bag over Ariel, which is fine.
To save her from that dragon, probably.
Right. But no, they took out, what was it? They took out the Pocahontas scene and something else.
Right. And they added some like Moana.
Yeah, Moana's in it. Cool. Elsa and Anna, I believe, are in it. Yep.
I love Fantasmic, and if they're going to plus it up, I mean, I'm all for it. So I would love to go see that again.
And not quite studios, but sort of related because they share the same parking lot. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser has come out.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And we probably should do an episode on that at some point, but that is I've gotten a tour of it. I haven't done the actual experience, but – as a Star Wars fan, amazing. Like, it looks fantastic.
Can I just say that, I don't want to be cheesy, but I would not want to do the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser with anyone other than you two. Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
It would be amazing.
I wish that they would do like a, hey, what is their slow season? If they would do like 3 weeks of, do you just want to come to a hotel and eat the food?
Right.
We're going to save labor. Everyone's going to go on vacation and we're just going to have bare essentials.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, just kind of walk around.
Yeah. I get so much anxiety thinking of needing to be immersive with it.
Okay, that's fair.
It's insane. And like it. I won't go into all the details because we probably could do a whole episode on this thing, but it's the, you know, 2-day experience. It's essentially like you're going on a cruise, but you're going in space. What you just talked about, the immersion level of this thing is phenomenal. Like I'll just share one story that was shared with me when I was there, you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening, right? The entertainment cast are all part of the crew. They get to know the guests. They get to know their names. They get to know if they're actually like, you know, because some guests go on board and they're playing their own character, right? They then have these like little moments. Like one of them was there was the guests kind of noticed off in the distance in the lobby area that there was like an officer and some guests were just kind of standing in a little bit of a huddle and they were kind of talking. And so the guest was like, let me go see what's going on. So they walk over and all of a sudden now they're now involved in what ended up becoming this like heist. On the ship, and it to the level that like it went throughout the 2 days was just insane. And you can choose to be a part of it. You can choose to watch it. You can sit out. You can, you know, be the one that gets put into the jail cell because you get caught. You know, like
cool.
That's just one little element of this whole thing. And it sounded really amazing.
I think it sounds neat, and I feel like it's caught a lot of grief for like it's so expensive and like all this stuff, which is true, but I just think it really elevates entertainment to a different level where it's like, I mean, you're truly a part of a show for 48 hours. That's so cool to me. And it happens to be Star Wars, which is exciting to me. I think if it were Marvel, maybe Avengers or something, I think I'd be entertained, but maybe less enthusiastic.
It would be interesting to find out like how they deal with that, because there are going to be those different levels of guests, right? Like you're going to have the ones that are like, sign me up. I'm going to do every single thing that's here. And then you're going to have others that are like, you know what? I'm cool just being over here in the shadows and just wandering around. And I wonder if the entertainment cast are kind of prepared for both of those scenarios, right? Like, is there like a level that they can bring over that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable? You know what I mean? Like, so at least you're still part of the experience, but it's not like, hold on, let me turn the spotlight on. And now all of a sudden you're the main, you know, part of the show.
Yeah.
I bet they navigate that pretty well, especially now that they've been doing it for so long. Like,
yeah, they probably count on, honestly, like half the guests being observers, or else like it wouldn't work.
Right. Yeah.
I wish they would have like buttons, like in like scare zones at SeaWorld. Yeah. You can wear like a glowy lanyard where they know not to scare you. Oh my God, I would love that. Where it was just like, I was like, hi, fully support you. Please don't interact with me.
Don't interact with me. Wait, yep. Yep.
I feel like this has gone on a long time, so we might want to wrap up, but I have to hear about Halloween Horror Night, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's back. Full force.
And you had a great time last year. Ashby, you did not get there.
No, I did make it this last year. I did. Wow. Make it. This was my my first year back. Yeah.
So tell me what were the highlights?
I truly don't remember a thing.
I know that was 6 months ago. I get it.
Now I'm actually trying to remember. What I'll say is it was just back. It was basically great. You know, I wasn't like, oh my God, there was this really cool new thing, which it makes it great. It's Halloween Horror Nights again. Yeah. And, you know, same kind of houses, same kind of scares. Like,
I had a good time. I'll kind of trigger your memories here a little. The theme.
Oh yeah, because there was the weekend house.
Well, the theme was Halloween, kind of, because it was the 31st event.
Oh yeah, like I feel like halfway to Halloween, I could talk on this as I remember it. There was like a spiritual one where it was like kind of like a saloon for like hoes. Like,
yeah,
it was really great.
But they were witches. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And then the weekend house was really great. Like, if you've watched those music videos, they're a trip. And you got to just dance through them.
That sounds really fun.
That was amazing. And then there was one with the classic ones, like the mummy and the werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
And Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different ending every time.
That's neat.
Of, like, who won. That was
cool. Right. That's right. Yeah, that one was good.
There was a Blumhouse.
Oh yeah, because it had the two different. It had the black phone and was it Happy Death Day?
I think
so. No. It was the Freaky Friday one with Vince Vaughn. Was it just called Freaky?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, those were great too, but really boring but good. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Like, because like the black phone primarily takes place in the same room, but if you've seen the movie, it was good.
Well. Speaking of which, there was another kind of beautiful, that was, people kept saying it was like a beautiful house. It was like really cold or something.
Oh, wait.
What was that one?
I hated that one.
Do you remember the one? It was, I don't remember the name of it, but do you remember it? You were in an interior and then all of a sudden you walk out and there's this giant ship.
That's the one. It was ship of death people.
Yes. That was probably one of the coolest sets I had ever seen in any of the Halloween Horror Nights I'd ever been in. Just because, like, the detail and the level of, like, construction that they had to do for this was insane. It was really, that was a really cool, technical-looking, house.
I mean, sure. There was one when they did Islands of Adventure. This was, like, a million years ago, but it was like ship themed and it was so much better, and that's all my brain would let me see. This one was like, I Know What You Did Last Summer type old shipman, like with the hook and the poncho thing.
Wait, why is that not a hot horror house?
Right.
That would be really fun.
No, it was really beautiful, really cold.
Yeah, it was definitely really cold.
Really pretentious about not liking it.
Classic Cheryl.
Classic Cheryl.
It truly is a classic Cheryl. It's like, get over yourself.
No.
And there was the Halloween house, which was the same as any Halloween house they've ever had.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I I can't remember the other ones. It was thoroughly enjoyable, but it felt very busy. It was being like the first big one post COVID, I think. Like, it wasn't, but yeah, it was.
Well, when I went with my friends, because I was kind of going back and forth, and I was like, I don't know, it's going to be crazy. It was the first, you know, it was the first time since everything had basically been, was back to normal. And so we ended up getting the, what do you call it? Skip the line pass. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that to me was the best. I mean, I know it's more expensive, but man, that night was wonderful. Cause it was like, we did basically every single house and we were on our way home that evening. And it was just, I don't know. It was just very stress free.
Yeah.
And if you can only go one night, I highly recommend spend the money.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where instead of getting a frequent fear pass, I'll just do one night with an express pass and just say, you know what, that's about as enjoyable as it's going to get.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, mm-hmm. nothing says I'm in my mid-30s than that sentence.
That is.
We are turning into the geriatric podcast. Maybe we need to understand a niche market now that we're rebranding. It's like, hi, would you rather just kind of like sit for a bit with a drink in the parks?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights is less about the blood bag shots and more about like just finding the empty bar on the backside of the
Right.
Absolutely.
My highlights though from Halloween Horror Nights were they have this local brewer. I don't even know if it's local, but it's like they had lacto coolers, which like was this beer that looked like an ecto cooler type of can. Mm-hmm. It was delightful. And they sell that beer in places, so I would highly recommend getting that. And then the rumor was there's one about a cell block or like a prison, and everyone thought that Stranger Things was going to come back this year, but then it didn't because Netflix decided to do their own like experiences across the country.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And everyone figured that that was probably the house that it was supposed to be because the season kind of started in a cell, like in a prison cell and like that. And then you could kind of see how like maybe they had started building it and then we're like, oh, well, we have to change it to something else.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was
the
rumor.
I love Halloween Horror Nights rumors. So keep them coming when you hear
them. Oh my gosh. Show. One of these days though, can we do it like a sidebar Stranger Things experience, like podcast?
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, we could also talk about the escape rooms over at Universal.
I send you to on an excursion to go? Have you been to those, Cheryl?
I had a walkthrough.
Okay.
Mm.
Of them. So I haven't experienced them. And it was underwhelming. But there's a really cool bar that they advertise multiple times as being open no matter if you're doing the experience
or okay. not. Okay. All right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'd love to do. I mean, let's to wrap up this episode. Let's throw out some ideas of topics that we should cover. Mm-hmm, so, Stranger Things experiences nationwide.
Yeah, just like let's take some like what have we seen outside of our main big parks around the world that we can like do a report on.
Like a themed experience. Yeah, yeah. I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. I think we should do an Epic Universe like what we know so far. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. I went to Mario at Nintendo Land.
Oh, my God. Tell us
about
that.
Did you really?
That.
Oh, my God.
I should have. Yeah. In my time of being. Yeah. I went to Nintendo World. And it was very cool. But I know that they will, like, limit traffic through. And they have got to scale it back. And, like. They let way too many people in. But the scariest thing. And I know Disney's done this before. But then scaled it back of their meet and greets are out in the public. But, like, Mario and Luigi's mouths are, like, talking to you and their eyeballs are, like, blinking at you. And it is very unnerving.
Sure. Oh, wow. There's that weird, like, what's that called? The uncanny valley where it's, like, when things get too realistic, it's scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely that. But it was fun to meet them. The restaurant, which, like, books really early, I have a tip. Because you can only, like, make a reservation once you're there. But if your friends are really wise and troll the internet, the same QR code in the photos is the same QR code in the location.
Shoot. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So to our listeners, that is a hot tip.
Wow.
Because we booked a reservation easily. And I will tell you, the meatballs are much spicier than they're advertising.
Oh, my God.
But the food was the best part because that was the coolest thing. And the ride was really cool, too. But for the wait, like, you really need to experience it multiple times to be able to be successful in it. And the game aspect of the whole world really is overshadowed by how crowded it is. So I'm excited for it to come to Epic Universe so that it's closer and then maybe we can experience it more.
That's great. And I feel that's like cool. The land itself at Epic Universe is supposed to actually have like literally more space, I believe. I might completely be making that up, but
oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I feel like they have so more tiny. They have more land to work with. Yeah. Than...
Well, there's going to be an additional attraction, I think, from day one too. So just even that. Oh, we need to talk about Tiana's Bayou Adventure in an upcoming episode, I think.
That's true.
Oh yeah. That's and then whatever. Whatever this Moana walkthrough thing is going to be over at Epcot.
I have a feeling it's going to be one of my favorite things in the whole world.
I'm excited. I just don't know anything other than, like, it's a walkthrough.
Yep.
And there's water involved.
Like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't think we know what that means.
Yeah, like, I have lots of questions.
As Disney fans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever talk about Rise of the Resistance? We should probably talk about that.
I think we kept saying we were going to do an episode, but we never did one.
We gotta, because it's still my fave.
What were the two that we did that we never released?
Flight of Passage.
Oh, right.
And I think I still have Star Tours unedited as well, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, and I guess I just have to get another trip on the books, and then we'll take another year off.
Oh, my God.
Totally. I'm trying to think what would be a good one. I mean, at some point, all the new stuff at Epcot is going to be finished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, do you think that'll come in, like, fast? Well, what does the cat think?
I'll go mute. I'm sorry.
No, don't go mute. I love it so
great.
Much.
It's so great.
It really is quite cute.
He's waited long enough. Feel like they've said, like, right, it'll be done by, like, next year.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, all open kind of at the same time, right? Like, it's kind of like they're just reopening the center of the park, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. The cool. New, what is it called? This is so sad. I've just got over to Epcot, and I don't know any of this stuff. But there's World Celebration?
That's going to be the main part of
it. Yeah, okay, got it. And then there's, like, World Discovery and World Imagination. Is that right?
No.
No.
World Discovery, you have correct.
Okay,
and
great.
And then think of, like, that side of the park.
World
Land. Oh, World Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, where does Imagination fit in, though? Storyline.
It's World Celebration.
Oh,
so
okay.
Basically, like, Spaceship Earth and Imagination, like, the center part is World Celebration.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
These are all the neighborhoods.
It's like a center, but it kind of veers off to the right a little bit with Imagination being part of that
100%. Neighborhood. It's like, this is great. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. I mean, they did rename the parking lots, too. And at first I was like, what? But then someone was like, oh, it's Earth and Space. And I was like, oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
We parked in Hey the other day.
Oh.
And if you don't know that, it's Moana. In case anybody's wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
what the hell's a hey?
They used to be like, what were they and what did they change them to?
Create and imagine and discovery, like all right. of the like mm-hmm. mission mm-hmm. statements of Epcot, I think.
Got it. And now it's character-driven?
Character-driven from like Earth and Space. So like it's Wally, Eve, Gamora, Rocket, and then Moana, hey.
Got it.
And then Nemo people, not cute. Squirt.
Oh, that's honestly a shame.
Arctic Squirt.
Speaking of which, and maybe to end on this note, I thought of another name tag. Cheryl Poo.
Yes.
I love it.
Cheryl the Poo.
Oh my God.